Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Hey, what's going on? This is Thomas Nicholas. Welcome to the Metal Groove with your host, Tombstone, Josh.
What's up, everybody, and welcome into a brand new episode of the Metal Groove Podcast. How's it going? My name's Josh, your host for this awesome journey. Hope you guys are strapped in because we got a good one in store for you guys today. Awesome topic because the topic is drums. You know me, I'm a drummer. I love drums. It's my forte. And joining me on the show today is a pretty badass drummer I just met, just made friends with him. Can't say enough about how great of a drummer he is, but he's an even better person. So you guys, I hope you're looking forward to that interview. It's a really, really good one. His band, Blackheart Saints, opened for Steel Panther a couple weeks ago at the House of Blues. Met him after the show. We made friends. And hey, he's on the damn show now. So how about that? Come on, man. That's what I'm talking about. Shout out Nate Flores, a drummer for Blackheart Saints, joining me on the show today. Stick around. That interview is going to be coming up. But while you're here, why don't you go ahead and hit that like and subscribe button. Join us here. Thrill Me Podcast Network YouTube channel. Hey man, stick around. We got a lot of awesome kick-ass shows happening. We got this show right here. We got the Review at Rob show. We got the Mr. Wonderful show. We got Core Memory Unlocked. Those are your staples. We also have the Slasher Report by Haunters Podcast, which is the catalyst. That is the diamond. That is the peak. That is the show that kicked off this whole network, man. So they're getting ready to ramp back up in the season, man. HHN Talk's going to be starting soon. Make sure you tune in to what those guys got going on. Check out all the stuff we have going on here at the Throw Me Podcast Network. But as for today's show, right here on this one, talking a lot of drums. It's going to be awesome. Really, really good time. Had a great conversation with this dude. He's the absolute best. And we're going to be playing a song by Blackheart Saints called Human Ecstasy. Pretty kick-ass song. Make sure you guys stick around for that. But as far as that interview goes, let's jump to it right now. Like we've had so many singers on the show lately that we needed to class up the joint with a drummer because there's nothing cooler than the drummer of the band. 100%. Everybody knows that. But joining me on today's show is Nathan Flores, the drummer for the incredible band I just saw at the House of Blues in Myrtle Beach called Blackheart Saints. What is up, my friend? How you doing?
What's up, man? I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Cool. I'm glad. All right. So I'm going to throw this little intro at you and you tell me if this seems fitting or sounds okay. If anybody's heard my Steel Panther recap show, I've seen them so many times, but the highlight of the night for me was your drumming. Hands down, man. I enjoyed that. You put on a hell of a show. But so back and forth banter in the crowd between sets, it was brought up that if Animal from the Muppets and Gene Simmons made a kid, it would be you. How do you feel about that?
Hey, I'll take it. That's funny.
And then I came home and I was showing my kid the video you drumming, and she's like, "He looks like Maui from Moana." I was like, "Fuck yeah, he does. He looks like that too." Nice, man.
Yeah, I get Maui a lot. I also get the singer from Testament.
Okay,
bro, he looked like the singer from Testament. I was like, yeah, he could cool. Be my dad.
That's right, man. I hear you. So, like I said, I'm super appreciative of you doing this, man. It's awesome. I always want drummers on the show, but when I reach out to bands, it seems like it's the always get the singer, which is cool. I appreciate it. Big
time. Yeah, well, thanks for having me.
So I know you from seeing you at the House of Blues in Myrtle Beach. You guys had a killer set. I really enjoyed that cover of Lonely as the Night.
Yeah.
That upbeat stuff you do towards the back half of that chorus is good stuff, man. Good stuff. Yeah. I like how you guys incorporated that. But I guess we wouldn't be doing any justice if we didn't talk about the band up front. So Blackheart Saints, why don't you tell me about you guys and how long y'all been at it?
Yeah, dude. So, like, you know, Blackheart Saints, we're from Austin, Texas, and I think the band started in 2014, but I joined them in 2015.
Okay,
sweet. Right after a year, so we've been kind of hitting it hard since, and yeah, it's been really fun being with these guys.
Yeah, cool, man. I noticed going through the catalog, you guys do a lot of covers, and y'all make every single one of them your own, and I really appreciate that. I mean, that's some good stuff.
Yeah, we try to release one with every EP that we put out, and you know, just for funsies.
Yeah, I hear that, man. I hear that. Cool. So the set you guys played the other night, it was
you know, mostly original stuff except for the one cover. Do you guys have an album that's already out or about to come out?
Yeah. So we do, we have an EP out right now, and then we have an album also. It's a full length album, but you know, we have like intros and interludes and all the crazy stuff, including the cover on there. We have the Misery EP that's that more recently came out, and we got we got you know, the new single that came out, the Human Ecstasy, mm-hmm. that we actually just released through Cleopatra Records.
Oh, sweet, man. Heard that live the other night. Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Appreciate you. Yeah.
All right, man. So all right. Was the Steel Panther thing a one-off, or are you guys building a tour off of that?
For right now, it was a one-off. We did that whole weekend together, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Nice, man. How was that? How was the guys? I've seen them a ton of times. They're always a blast. Was that your first time seeing them or being around them?
We actually played with them twice in Austin.
Okay, and, sweet.
Both of those shows were actually really, really cool for us to, you know, nice. To be on. And then this tour just made it even better, this one-off run.
That's so cool. Yeah, the crowds are called for their shows, man.
Yeah, yeah, and the Steel Panther crew, they're all nice guys. You know, we were joking in the back. It was funny. We were at the House of Blues, and it was right after we did sound check. We went back to the green room, and you know, we're all hanging out. And Styx comes in the room, and he's like, "All right, guys, we got to talk about last night's show." And I was like, "Dude, I'm sorry. I told you I did my best." And he looked at me. He goes, "Well, sometimes your best just ain't good enough." we all just started laughing, dude. It was pretty funny.
That's pretty awesome, man. He's a great guy. He's a phenomenal drummer himself, man.
Oh yeah, no, definitely.
No kidding. All right, now that we got the band stuff out of the way, I have got to know your start with drums, and just we're gonna break everything down if you don't mind. Okay. So when did you start playing the drums, and why did you pick that instrument?
So I let's see, I started in middle school actually. And, you know, as you're transition from elementary to middle school, you know, you got to pick an elective, you know, choir, orchestra, band. Yeah. I was going to be in band. I actually started off in with a guitar, and okay. I started learning guitar, and, you know, I taught me how to like keep a tempo, you know? Mm-hmm. And, so I told my parents I wanted to be in band. And at first I was actually going to try out for trumpet.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to either trumpet or trombone. My uncle is actually a trombonist. So, nice. So I wanted to do that, but then they were like, or the band director at the time was he told me that, you know, we have slots open to try out for percussion, the percussion team. And I was like, you know, that sounds cool. I mean, drums are cool.
Yeah.
So I did that. I passed. And then I went to in high school. I was actually the first freshman at my high school to be on the snare line.
Nice.
And, yeah. On drum line. So that was pretty cool. So I marched the snare all 4 years. And yeah, now we're here.
Band teacher is like, your rudiments are a slight bit better than the rest of everybody else's. Was it something you just picked up naturally?
Yes. Yeah. Pretty, for the most part. I mean, I did practice, you know, but yeah, for the most part, I just, you know, I picked it up.
Cool, man. Yeah. Normally, I learned to play by ear, you know, just watch stuff. I remember as a kid with butter knives in my hands, watching Guns N' Roses videos on MTV, just trying to play along on the side of the couch. That's kind of where it started for me, man.
Yeah.
So where did it go from band? Did you just start being in like garage bands? Did it go from there? Did you kind of just jump straight into something hardcore?
Pretty much. So I, in high school, I started in middle school. I was in eighth grade, and me and a bunch of my friends started, you know, garage band, you know, let's get together and jam. You know, we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
I remember we were playing we played Whiplash by Metallica over and over and over.
Wow.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites. But you know, after that in high school, I started joining these little cover bands, and we had like a whole, like, you know, quote unquote kid cover band in San Antonio, and you know, just getting in the scene through them. And then I joined a different band with other guys in from high school. And that was actually a metalcore band.
Oh, so yeah.
Kind of like Devil Wears Prada type of stuff.
Okay.
So, and it that band was actually pretty cool. They how we wrote our songs. So the guitarist wrote the songs. And he also knew how to write music and read music and all that. So he would actually write out my drum parts on music.
Wow, that's nice.
On a sheet of paper. Yeah. And I would just read it like that, and kind of listen to the song and that's how we did that.
Okay, cool, man. So so part of the reason I call this show The Metal Groove is because, like I was telling you, I'm a drummer. A groove is a big part of rock and roll to me. I kind of noticed you guys have a groove-driven sound with your music. Is that something you like to do? Is that your preferred style? Do you like playing metal? Do you like playing fast stuff? What do you prefer, you know?
I really love playing what we play with Black Heart Saints. I love that stuff. My go-to like genre, it would probably have to be kind of like a Seven Dust feel.
Oh Jesus.
Kind of like a heavier.
They're so good, man.
Not quite like metal, but like Seven Dust, you know.
Yeah, just good and heavy. Not quite metal, but they're heavy, you know what
I mean? Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's cool, man. So let's talk gear for a little bit, man.
Yeah.
Hold on one second. What do you remember the first song you learned on drums? Full All the Way Go.
Honestly, I think it was Enter Sandman.
All right. Hey, nothing
wrong with Metallica. I think that had to been one of my first ones. Aside from that, maybe Back in Black by AC/DC, just because it's a straight, you know, straight beat.
You got to have that one under your belt, man, for real.
Yeah.
No kidding. All right, so let's talk about gear. I picked up these sticks whenever I got to meet you the other night, which, by the way, let me just say meeting you real quick. Because this is another question I have. Couldn't be the most, you're just so nice, man. You're a nice, cool dude. But the persona you put on stage is just this badass kind of like beast that is in the moment. Is there a like a switch that you flip to get in that mode? Or is it just, what's going on?
There is a kind of a switch. I mean, yes and no. Yes and no. I know before we get on stage, I'm like, circling around, I'm walking back and forth like I'm nervous, but I'm not. I'm just trying to get in like in the mood, but kind of like psych myself out, just like kind of like mad, like angry at everything. Not angry, but angry in a good way.
I mean, you do mean mug a little bit.
Yeah, you got that stink face going.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, no, I you know, I just get in the mood. I listen kind of more like the heavier music, you know, before I get on stage and kind of just, you know, pump myself up. And then But there's other times where I just, you know, just plug and play pretty much. Just get up there and do my thing and kind of feed off the crowd. And, you know, my favorite thing is kind of like to point out someone in like the front row and I just stare them down just like awkwardly and make them feel awkward and, you know, goofy stuff.
That's a good call. That's a good call. All right. I want to, I have more questions about your performance and stuff like that, but let's talk gear. What was your first set that you played on?
So not many people know the drum company, but it's called Acclaim.
Okay.
If you've heard of Acclaim before, that was like my first beginner drum set aside from, pots and pans.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah.
But, after that, my dad got me a PDP X7 kit,
beautiful.
You know, the 6-piece kit or 7-piece, if you will, obviously X7. And then after that, I got endorsed with Pork Pie Percussion. So that's what I'm playing right now is that Rosewood with
gosh, that kit looks so good, man. Yeah. Nice. Really, it sounded phenomenal too, man. It's really good. Cool, man. So what cymbals do you like or prefer?
You know, I'm back and forth right now. I'm between Sabian and Zildjian. I mean,
yeah.
Sabian, so I started off with Zildjian when I was younger. And my favorite model was a Z3. And then they discontinued the Z3s, and I was kind of like bummed. So I started playing a Meinl, like the Meinl Metal Classics, you know, the thicker.
There you go. That's my preferred cymbals. Ride is a Meinl.
Yeah. So I just started doing that, and then Sabian started catching my eye. I started watching his name slipped my mind, but the drummer from Slash.
Brent Fitz.
Yes. So I heard one of his live shows, and I was, man, those Sabians sound really good.
Oh yeah.
So I started using Sabians, and now I'm kind of going back to Zildjian. I'm, you know, my home.
Hey man, nothing wrong with that, man. That's cool, man. All right, so tell me about these sticks I picked up. Got them signed by Nasty Nate? Is that what it says?
Yeah.
it's got the little drawing on it. That's cool. Tell me about these sticks. Are you endorsed by these guys?
So I was endorsed with Los Cabos. Okay. And I ventured away from them, but I got endorsed with D'Addario, which has Evans drumheads and Promart drumsticks.
Yeah.
So on this tour, it was kind of like my last goodbye to my Los Cabos sticks. And then So yeah, I'm playing Pro Marks now, the 747.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Cool, so I have to get you a pair of those too.
Okay. Hey, these things got some weight to them. That's the first thing I noticed. I was like, boy, these things, they got some girth on them.
Yeah. But, yeah. I like heavier sticks. Well, I'm actually venturing away from that too. So
yeah,
I used to like, so think of Vic Firth, the Extreme 5Bs. That's what I used to use all the time. But the 747s, they're actually a little bit skinnier and they have a good weight to them.
Yeah.
So think of the weight of those sticks, but they're skinnier, and that's what I like.
Okay, cool. Good, man. That's cool stuff. All right. So let's talk about these theatrics, man. How often is it just a thing now that every show somebody's going to come up to you at the merch table and be like, holy shit, man, that was freaking awesome. Do you get that all the time?
I do.
That's crazy. So when did you start incorporating the theatrics with everything you do? Because it is a joy to watch, man. It's aside from the music that's killer, just watching what you do is a good time, man. So tell me about that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I just kind of go with the flow. I mean, I half the time I don't know what faces I'm making.
Yeah.
I find pictures of that photographers take, and I'm just like, when did I do that face? There's a common one out there that I do. I'm doing this like that, like an O face. I no idea where I do that.
That's awesome, man.
But yeah, it's fun.
A lot of things you do with your arms, like you'll just play the hi-hat and the snare with this hand, and then you just come around staring at the stick this way. That junk is awesome. And then you just do this kind of, not even a look at it, nothing. You're just this the whole time. I'm like, what the fuck, man? What? You're probably the most comfortable person I've seen behind a kit. Like, I mean that with like the most admiration, dude. It's fun to watch.
Thank you. Yeah. It is kind of challenging doing that move, but it's fun. You know, it's fun seeing the crowd's reaction to that, especially this last run with Steel Panther. Everyone kind of was like, what the hell just happened? But yeah, it's cool.
I mean, you have it all going on, dude. You're the total package, and that's why I appreciate you. You're freaking awesome, man.
I appreciate it, man.
So as of the recording of this show, it's the Rev's birthday, okay? So this is going to be released differently, but as of today, it would have been the Rev's birthday, which rest in peace, phenomenal drummer. Yeah. He is. Do you have any thoughts about him, or is he one of your faves?
Dude, he was definitely one of my faves growing up. Absolutely. Avenged Sevenfold was actually one of my favorite bands back in high school, you know, my high school days.
They get a lot of sucks, but they're a great band, man. Musically, they are phenomenal.
Yeah, and not only the Rev's drumming, like his singing was actually pretty spot on too.
Yes, no kidding, man. And I just love the way he pulsated with the double kick drum, man. Like a lot of people go full blast, but the way he just kind of offset it was beautiful. So rest in peace to him, man. Speaking of drummers, I'm going to throw a top five at you here in a second if you're ready for it. But who were some of your influences when you were starting out?
Starting out was definitely Neil Peart.
Oh, okay.
And my dad would always have Rush playing, so I just kind of, you know, fell into it, you know.
Yeah.
Besides that, I mean, Shannon Larkin from Godsmack.
Wow, okay, cool.
He's probably like my top dog, you know. Him and Morgan Rose from Seven Dust. Those two are like my top.
Cool, man. Is that any spoilers for your top five?
No, I got Shannon Larkin is like my number one.
Okay.
I got another list for you.
Damn perfect. Before we dive into that list though, I like to throw some random questions at people occasionally. So we're gonna do that. What's the best band you've ever seen live?
I have to say Def Leppard.
Really?
Honestly, yeah.
Wow, I haven't gotten it yet, man. Cool.
I've seen them twice, and both times they blew me away.
And what was it about them?
Just the tightness. They still sound good. I know have its backtracks too, but you know, it's
a part of it now.
The whole package it was a killer show.
Cool, man. Nice. I dig that. So do you have a favorite movie based around music, whether it's fictional or like an autobiography type of thing?
Honestly, Rockstar.
Now, gosh, I love when people give me that answer because that movie doesn't get enough credit, man. So, yeah, dude,
it's a really good movie. And it has a lot of like musicians in it too.
Yeah,
like Zach Wilde and freaking Michael Starr from Steel Panther's in there too. It comes out like in quick glimpse and stuff. But
Jason Bonham's in there, and the soundtrack's freaking badass. No kidding.
Oh yeah, definitely. And the Rock. Have you seen The Rocker?
I have not, man. Somebody just brought that up, that's one of their favorites. And I felt like I need to get on that one.
It's a really good one. It's funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice, man. Nice. Okay, so if it wasn't for drumming, what do you think you'd be doing?
Man, that's kind of hard.
You gotta have some more talents in that awesomeness of you. What do you think? Would you like me? Just for example, I'm a service tech for Pepsi because I love fixing stuff and driving around helping people. So that's kind of what my deal is whenever I'm not playing music. You have something like that?
Probably working in like a corporate office somewhere.
Really? So
I actually went to school for accounting, and after a little bit, I changed it to business management. You know, a broader work style. You know.
Yeah.
Probably doing that, you know.
That's cool, man. You know, that kind of fits with a touring band lifestyle too, man, because you're probably on top of all the right and wrong things, not, you know, to do while you guys are out there.
Yeah.
That's cool. Good on you, man. Good on you. So any other hobbies besides music?
I like bowling.
What? Let's go, man.
I'm in a bowling league here in San Antonio, Texas.
Nice, man. That's awesome. Fun.
Yeah.
And for anybody that didn't hear, because it was a little bit of our pre-talk here, big fan of Funko Pops as well.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, man. Good stuff. But yeah, all right. So let's dive into this top five.
Yeah.
I would like to hear your top five drummers, maybe somebody's style that you like, what you like to listen to.
Let's see. My top five.
It's always a tough one because I feel like it's always changing. You know what I mean?
It really is. Obviously, so I'm gonna give you a top six only because Shannon Larkin's like up there, but I'm gonna give you five more.
Okay.
Ray Luger from Korn.
Ah, sweet.
Love his style a lot.
What was the first one with David Silveria? Maybe he was the first drummer for Korn.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So Ray Luger. You know Brian Tishy? Have you heard of Brian Tishy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I first saw him on a live recording of Foreigner. He was filling in, or he was drumming for Foreigner.
Yeah.
And I love his style. And then I saw that he played with Whitesnake too. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unbelievable drummer.
Yeah, he got chops for days, man.
Exactly. Yeah. Xavier Muriel. He's the original drummer for Buck Cherry.
Okay. Sweet. Yeah. Nice.
And we actually came close to, you know, close friends with him. So that's pretty cool. You know,
yeah, meet him. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Zoltan Chani. He plays with Vince Neil right now. And I think Slaughter too. I think, does he play?
That guy. Now that we're talking about him, the guy that drums with Vince Neil, holy crap, does he have a lot of theatrics in his stuff as well.
Yep.
Jeez, McCrimmy, that guy's fun to watch too.
Good guy to learn from.
I mean, you think of Tommy Lee is already a badass, awesome drummer, and everything that this guy does, adding to it, it's almost like he's bored doing that stuff. It's like, holy crap, man. But yeah, he's to watch for sure.
Yeah. Tommy Lee has to be in my top five too.
Nice. Good call.
Tommy Lee. Yeah. He's, you know, OG. but Danny Carey too, from Tool.
Hey man, you can't, that guy. Oof. We're getting into, like, you're talking about Neil Peart and like scientists behind a drum kit. He's another one of them.
Dude, he's a machine. Like, I don't understand it.
That's cool, man. That's cool. So, so that was your top five. That's awesome. Good list, sir. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
So yeah, this was a good time, man. I'm glad you're able to hang out with me and join me on the show today. You want to talk a little bit about your band, where everybody can find out what's going on with you guys and keep an eye out on where you're going to be touring and when people can catch you?
Yeah. Just look up Blackheart Saints anywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, blackheartsaintsmusic.com. You can find our tour dates, merch. There's a bunch of cool stuff on there. Mugs, shirts, jackets, you know, the works.
Nice, man. Hey, well, thank you again so much for doing this. You're the absolute best. I really enjoyed hanging out with you, man. It was a really good time, and I'm going to stay in touch. Whenever I met you after the show, it was like a breath of fresh air. Because it was just like, man, there's good people out here in the world that's rocking faces, but are just good people behind the scene too, man. So
that's awesome.
I'll be staying and keeping an eye on what you guys are doing. Because if you're back in South Carolina, I'm going to come see you, man.
Yeah, actually, I think we might come pretty soon for Bike Week in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, heck yeah, man. Good call.
Yeah.
Bike Week, July, maybe?
Sometime in there.
And I just remembered off the top of the head, because I'm random sometimes, Texas barbecue. Tell me about Texas barbecue, because We have some good barbecue here in South Carolina. What do you guys got going on over there? I keep hearing it's the best in the world.
I have to agree. I don't want to butt heads here, but yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's good. I love Texas barbecue over here.
Cool, man. That's good stuff. Cool, man. Well, thanks again. This was Nate Flores of the band Blackheart Saints, an absolutely killer drummer and an even better dude. I appreciate you so much, man.
Appreciate it.
I wrap up every show by saying, stay metal.
Hell yeah. Sweet.
Shout out Nasty Nate, a.k.a. Nathan Flores of the band Blackheart Saints, for joining me on the show today. As you can see there, he's a super, just genuine soul, nice guy who just happens to have a ton of talent when it comes to drumming, man. So great dude, great hang. Love talking to you, man. Welcome on the show anytime, dude. Come on back. But that's the show for this week, man. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you for sticking around. We're going to be playing the song Human Ecstasy by the Blackheart Saints here in a second, man. Stay tuned for that. Make sure you guys get out there, see them live, because they put on a hell of a show. You saw that video I shared right there a little bit earlier in the show. Check them out. Support them. If you see they're coming near you, go get them. Listen to them on Spotify. Just support those guys. Help them out, man. They're a bunch of good, good dudes. Speaking of this show, that is a wrap. Stay metal. Hey, man, you need that shirt. You need to stay metal. You need to have that shirt. Stay metal, man. Check out our TeePublic store, Thrill Me Podcast Network. Just type it in there. Throw it in your Google machine, and all those goody goods will pop up on the screen for you. But, yeah, great show this week. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. Thank you guys so much for the support. You are the best. You guys are the best. I mean that. Thank you guys so much for the support. You're the absolute best. And until next week, stay metal.
Yeah! imitation. Inside your mirage, I'll always seem to be lost. Where mental health will hide itself in camouflage. This is a fantasy.
The show for this week. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Hey, be a friend, tell a friend. Please like and share this and join us over at the Thrill Me Podcast Network on Facebook and YouTube. Be sure to check out Honor's Podcast, The Review at Rob Show, The Mr. Wonderful Show, and Zach's Speakeasy as well. This incredible lineup is brought to you by the Thrill Me Podcast Network. And hey, until next time, stay metal.